Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole. Glad to have you again here today in a wonderful day. It's another day that the Lord has made. The Bible says that we should rejoice and be glad in it. You know, God made the world and all everything that's in it, and I believe the Bible. I believe what God has said, and I trust in the Word of God. Cheer up, my brother. Cheer up, my sister. Live in the sunshine. Amen. God bless you. We're here again to cheer you up. Welcome, welcome, welcome. God bless you wherever you are at this moment, at this time, at this place. Amen. It's not about a mistake that you made, you hit the wrong channel, amen, or you touched the wrong button, amen. But this is what the time that God had set to let you to cheer up, not only, but this is good news. This is good news. Jesus still lives. He still lives. He's still on the throne. He's still, amen, abiding. The world is going on regardless of all the chaos and problems that's still existing. But that's what love does. Love, in spite of the chaos, the trouble, the difficulties, God is still there. Because if he wasn't here now at this moment, this time, the church would not be going on. The believers will not be here. Amen. And always somebody standing up for righteousness. Let them say, hey, there's a God still alive, and he's the only one. Amen. Father, we thank you for those that are listening. Lord, stretch your hand of deliverance. Amen. Upon those that are depressed, sick, having difficulties in the body, but not in the spirit. God, we thank you for the separation that you've given us, the ability to come back to you in our spirit. Amen. And God, you say you'll never leave us in the natural. Oh, God, and we appreciate that, and we love you for that. Because sometimes we can be down, sometimes we can be out, sometimes we can be discouraged. But you say you're right there all the time. You was with Job when he was sick. You didn't leave him in his poverty, his distress, and you helped him and you brought him back up. Amen, God. So we thank you, oh God, for being the power that you have, the authority that you have over your creation. Oh God, regardless if men lose their authority, lose their power, lose their respect, you are still with us. And God, we thank you. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. God bless you. Amen. If you'd like to call in tonight, amen, today, or wherever you are, you can call in, amen, at the toll-free number. We're talking about idol worship tonight and many times in the day. Sometimes we overlook, saints of God, overlook the small, minute things they feel that is not important in God's eyesight. It's not important because Jesus accepted us in the family. And we say, okay, that's not important because Jesus would never have accepted me. Amen. Since he knows I have these habits, he knows I have these problems, but he accepted me, so it should be okay. It should be okay, you know. It's all right. No, it's not all right. Because your spirit is different than your body. Amen. That's why Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. The spirit man, the inner man, has to be born again. And the natural man, amen, catches up. He catches up because the spirit is quick and powerful, like God's word. Amen. It always lives. The natural man can die out, but it has to catch up. Amen. And that's what we are doing here. Mentally, renewing our mind, renewing our heart, and our dedication to God. These are the babes in Christ. God's what your age are, but you still have to continue to feed the spiritual man. And many a times, amen, babes in Christ, you have to watch and be careful who are teaching and feeding you the proper information concerning idol worship. Anything that you put before God, amen. In Deuteronomy, in Exodus 20th chapter, amen, those will be following along from 1 John as well, 5 and 21, 1 John 5 and 21. Possibly we'll get to some of these messages, amen, but we'd like to hear your input on your point of view. And Exodus 20, it says, and God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God. God is jealous. He's jealous. Visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children of the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Don't be hating God. Don't be giving, and showing mercy unto those of them that love me. Both sides of God. If you hate him, he'll fight against you. But if you love him, he'll show you mercy. And he said, as well as keep my commandments. Amen. So we, the first six verses of Exodus, the 20th chapter, amen, the background, the history, amen, of God the Father, amen. This is God himself, amen. He sent his Son. The Word of God came in the flesh. And this time of the year and seasons all depend on when you're reviewing this program. Amen. This is where God came to the world. Amen. In the natural form. In the natural form. And where he came. Amen. And took the word of God and showed people and men, amen, that you can't do this by what living in the flesh. Living and walking as a physical body. But the word of God is alive. It moves. And once you take it in, the more of God's word you take in, amen, the more you begin to experience the love and kindness he have. Amen. Amen. So here, amen, when did idol worship start in the garden? It started in the Garden of Eden. Amen. Those of you who are great Bible students, remember when Satan was kicked out of heaven. Amen. And half of his friends with him, they came to the earth and made war against all the human beings, which was one but two, at the beginning of the time. Amen. And they approached Adam and Eve, and they constantly, amen, Eve, they constantly tempted her, challenging her, tempting her and challenging her. That is one of the warfares, along with lying and deceiving. But he's tempting and challenging all the time to go against God's word, go against what God is about. That's what the enemy does. He tempted and he challenged. He did the same thing in the book of Matthew, the 4th chapter. When Jesus was in the wilderness, he tempted him and he challenged him. He tempted him and he challenged him to go against what God the Father, amen, told his people in the beginning. But he didn't realize, he did or didn't realize, and didn't realize that he was talking to God in the flesh. He was talking to God himself in the flesh, in the principles and the diagrams and the proof that God set down. Amen. He didn't realize that God came back to what to make it easier and better for his people. Amen. Because God going to have, he's going to have more people than the devil going to have. The world can fall apart 100 times, but God going to have more people. John said he saw a number that no man can number. Amen. So don't go with sidetracked that the world and everybody isn't falling apart. No, 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 no. God made it easy for everyone to accept him. But we have to do some cleaning up of ourselves and be aware. That's what the church is about. That's what this program is about, grassroots, to make it simple as possible. Amen. The milk of the word that you can grow, that you can catch a revelation from two or three people. Two or three people, Jesus said, the book of Matthew, 18 chapter, let my word be established. Amen. So here we go. Here we go. Amen. We like to have two or three people to call in. We're talking about idol worship. What you know about idol worship. Amen. Then probably the latter part of this program, we'll be able to break it down and we can all can come to a conclusion. Amen. Because it will, your worshiping and holding on to other, amen, material things and physical things that represent, amen, fallen spirits can come before you and God. And God doesn't love that. God doesn't love that. Amen. It was a story where, I mean, I did a revival, amen, in a church many years ago, back 20-some years ago. And there was a young man came to me in a dream, and I saw him over his bed. He had all the horoscope figures from January to December all over his bed. But he accepted Christ. He accepted Christ in his life. He was constantly going to church. But he wondered why he really didn't have a breakthrough in the spirit. And after the Lord showed me that, amen, and I told him about it, and I guess, I don't know, at the end of the service, amen, he had the fulfilling of the spirit that he was seeking for and the peace of mind that he was seeking for. Amen. This is very important. That's why it's good to be under elders and ministers that study the word of God, that teaching you the word of God. Amen. Just like a baby coming to this world, it need a parent. It need a parent figure to guide them through until they come to adult age. Amen. So everyone needs somebody. Amen. That's why God sent Jesus. After he sent Jesus, then Jesus, amen, came and he taught and he got the disciples and followers and all of us reciprocating from that teaching and that going back to that love that God had set out through his son. So once you come to Christ, you're in a whole different world and you need to come to a group of believers and mission work and mission and Bible study surround yourself, because you're leaving the old place and you're coming into a whole new world. If you don't be involved and go back, amen, amen, and be with somebody that of Christ, not go forward, I mean going forward and placing yourself, you'll find yourself falling back in trials and tribulation. Here we go. Here we go. Those who can call in, you can press 1. Amen, and talk to, amen, our technician will tap you in, amen, and we love to share, amen. We have a caller, amen, we're talking about idol worship. Yes, sir. God bless you.
Amen, Bishop. It is good to be back sharing the word of God. It feels so refreshing. I want to thank you. What a great topic tonight, Bishop. Now look at Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, the verse 7 and 8 said, their land also is full of silver and gold, neither is there any end of their treasures. Their land is also full of horses, neither is there any end to their chariots. Their land also is full of idols. They worship the works of their own hands, that which their own fingers have made. Now, Bishop, today we look at today and ministry is busy building one structure after another structure. We are consumed with electronics of today. Idols have consumed our lives. We no longer have thoughts of for ourselves for listening to the electronic devices. We have directional systems in our automobiles, in our homes. Everything now, we're depending upon everything to guide us instead of the word of God.
This
is where it's a slippery slope when you talk about worshiping idols and false witnesses. We get so the convenience of all the things that we have in this century, in this time now. It makes it easy for us to not recognize that we are going into worshiping of idols and instead of depending upon the word of God. We are the microwave type society now, where we got to have everything our way. We got to have it instantly, where there's no patience, no time to consider. So here we are now, we get ways, we depend upon the things that man has made. They run commercials now saying that where they show people any answer they want. Now they're looking to the palm of their hand to get an answer from a device in the palm of their hand. They're looking for the answer to go into the word of God. So we have a large area here to look at when we talk about false witnesses and idols. And I just wanted to kind of weigh in there that I'm kind of really so excited to be back in the conversation. So I'll just kind of throw that in there and give me a chance to sit down.
All right. God bless you. Always good to have you. A testimony, and the Bible said a mouth of two or three witnesses amen, those that written the Bible, 66 books, and one man didn't do it all, Moses, amen, he did what God told him to do, amen. God used him in the Old Testament, used prophets and men that come forth. Now, today, the Lord had given the church, amen, the church itself, amen, now, amen, someone that's on, amen, if someone that's on, you can go right ahead. Remember, amen, remember that this day and time, there are many, many, amen, we can stress that the most, and the first caller stressed it the most, that there are many forces, many, much teaching going on, and amen, in the body of Christ, we have to reach out and let people know what is right and what is wrong. Amen. The body of Christ, we have the job. God gave the service job to his people, the church, the ministers. You have a job to do wherever you are, whatever career you're in. Amen. What better person, amen, to go to that career, to go to that group. You got scientists, to have another scientist in there witnessing, talking about Christ. Amen. A farmer go to a scientist and the vocabulary going to have a problem. What better person, amen, to be where you are, you're the believer, to let them know you can't, amen. It's good to have a career, it's good, amen, to love, but don't put the love of your job, the love of your career, the gain in the whole world. The Bible says you will lose your soul. And sometimes we forget, amen. And it is up to the leaders and those that been studying the word ahead of time for those young babes to come into Christ. And we're looking at the young generation that's coming into Christ, amen. They're having a tough time because they have so many instruments, so many different avenues of getting information. But is anyone out there streaming the information, making sure it's the proper information? Amen. Okay, you can press 1 wherever you are. Amen. We'd like to have your insight, amen, on idol worship, what you think about it. Is it hurting the body of Christ? You know, those that I remember, I used to wear a cross on my eyes. Be glad to just pick up a cross. And one man approached me about it, and I can't remember, was he positive or negative, but he caused me to study, amen, about it. And I read Paul was preaching about, amen, the power of the cross. Our God is not on the cross, but, amen, but the power, amen, it symbolizes what the cross symbolizes. So I decided to pick crosses that the right cross and the one that doesn't have the man on it, because Jesus came down from the cross. But after he finished, amen, they took him down, they buried him, but he rose again. But that cross reminded me, when you see a cross, amen, that is the power of God, amen. So you, these little small things that you might not think advance your faith, and it does, because it reminds you that Jesus is alive, not dead. All right, we have in the caller, let's push 1. I'm a technician. I'm glad to hear your part. Like I said, there's no wrong answer, wrong statement. We're here to, amen, edify and encourage one another. Amen. On what you study, we might have said something, or someone might say something, amen, that can strengthen you, cause you to see the other side, amen, of idolatry, amen, and worshiping other idols that you never thought you would do. Amen. You can call 855-236-2252. 855-236-2252. Just push 1. Amen. You can talk with the panel, or you can go right ahead and leave a short testimony, a word, a scripture, a comment, or a question, and we'll be glad to get back with you. Amen. Just remember, in remembrance and calling back, there are some things that we overlook. We overlook. We're not here actually in one instance to persecute anyone or talk against anyone, but we want to bring to your knowledge, amen, what your errors are. Amen. Because go right ahead. We have a caller.
Praise the Lord.
All right. God bless you. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, I like to discuss tonight about idol worship. It made me think about a testimony.
Okay.
You're talking about jobs. And one of the big idol worship is theft. People don't really deal with too much. And a lot
okay.
of false prophets are operating in this theft, with this theft spirit, stealing spirit. And I thought about when I was at a job before, and it was so easy to get money and start. And nobody seen how I was doing it, but it was something once you start, it's hard to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes fruit of repentance for you to get out of it, because it's the Bible speaks of it in Revelation, in the 9th chapter, verse 20, about repent of the works of thy hand. And it
mm-hmm.
talks about
mm-hmm.
how those different idols like gold, silver, and stone, and like Minister Ella Hester was talking about, these things that a man made. When we start getting these nice cars, even women, nice
mm-hmm.
women, strongholds. One thing for me, women was a stronghold. I had to, you know, women come after you real strong and want to hold on to you. And if you
mm-hmm.
really want God and you want to repent of and get yourself to the right place in God, where God perfect you in those things, and you're not
mm-hmm.
carried away with false things. Also, when I was studying this lesson about false prophets, it kind of like different things test you. These different things, gold, silver, sex, theft,
mm-hmm.
they test your faith and your
mm-hmm.
attitude
mm-hmm.
toward God, so and the Word of God. So tonight, I just want to encourage those that are listening about friends and even holding on to different friends of the world. That's demonic worship. You always, hey buddy, getting into all that idol talking. That's
mm-hmm.
worship an idol. All of that type
uh-huh.
of stuff. And idols, a lot of this stuff like money and cars, the Bible says it don't hear or walk. And
okay.
you see those people in the Bible, they made them. They don't do none of that. They don't. They can't smell.
Mm-hmm.
They don't got no sense. They can't tell you no wisdom, no knowledge, no nothing. And people is like food, all this stuff, kind of different things, occult. But it's just things people going after. If you look at it simple, it's not of God. And you got to understand, when you, as far as these people that's teaching different things, like you tell the teachers about money as a pastor, helping your flock grow it, and like get a job and take care of your family and everything like that. That's how you test false prophets, their attitude toward the love. You first talked about the love and taking care. I like that song you had on about things going to be all right. Chill, my brother. Things are going to be fine, you know. Live in the sunshine. Don't worry about this and that. But the Spirit of God, through the Word of God, going to teach you that, you know, things are going to be fine. You just got to live by the Word of God. I don't want to say too much and confuse nobody, but that's my thought. Just a little encouragement.
God bless you. Man does not live by bread alone. He doesn't live by bread alone, but every word that comes out of the mouth of God. God bless you. Thank you, sir. God bless you. We have another caller. Press 1. Go right ahead. You're on the air.
God bless you, Bishop.
God bless
good
you.
Good to be on the call again.
Yes, sir. Good to hear from you.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to go to Romans, the first chapter, and go down to the 25th verse, and he says here, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the creator, who is blessed
mm-hmm.
forever? Amen. And
mm-hmm.
the point I want to make about that is we have a lot of stuff that we are getting into, like he was talking about earlier, that aren't of God. How many people can say that if what I had to examine my own life and look at, was there anything that I was doing more than getting into the Word of God?